Hi, this is The Change Show with Simon Phillips, and this week's episode is answering the question, what do you want to be when you grow up? Do you know, people have been asking me that since I was about five. Maybe I should grow up. Nah, let's get started. So welcome back to The Change Show. I'm Simon Phillips. I just want to start by thanking all of our new subscribers and followers to the show. It's great to have you here. I'm guessing you found us because someone, somewhere, liked and subscribed, and as a result, it popped up in your browser. So it's great to have you here. So this question then of what are you going to do when you grow up, I believe is wrong on two levels. The first is, it's the wrong question. The question, what are you going to do when you grow up, suggests that life is out there. It's in our futures. Whereas I believe life is here and now. It's what we're living. It's all the breaths that we take in a day. It's all the experiences that we have every single day. It doesn't have a specific time when it starts. So I don't care whether you're 12, 22 or 52. Now is life. So I want to give you an example from my new book, and it's all about someone who absolutely lives life to the fullest and started at a very early age. So this person is a global movie star and has been since she was a child. She's a UN Women Goodwill Ambassador. She's a spokesperson for women's rights and other social issues. She's designed her own fair trade fashion range. She works to end child marriage. And she's also fought against workplace harassment. And now she's the face of Burberry. I'm talking about Emma Watson. Now she's only 31, but she's living life. And that's what we can all do. We don't have to continually plan and think about what it will be one day. Now is life. So the answer to the question, what do you do when you grow up, is I'm growing up right now. So the second reason, what are you going to do when you grow up, is a bad question, is because it's the wrong word. It's not what are you going to do, it's how are you going to do it. So your answer to the question, what are you going to do, might be, I'm going to be a doctor, I'm going to be a lawyer, I'm going to be an entrepreneur. But if you're a grumpy doctor, or you're a picky lawyer, or you're a desperate entrepreneur, then you're not living life to the full. How you live life is much more important than the what it is you're doing. It's much more important to live a life on your terms, a happy life, an excited life, a life that's interesting to you, a life that's fulfilling. But do you know what? It doesn't matter what age we are. Life is pretty repetitive. Now, there are lots of things that happen which make it fun and diverse and exciting. But nevertheless, there are still some things that no matter what age you are, you're still going to find these things are pretty repetitive. I call them the five P's. So the first one is the routine places that we have to visit every day. Now, for many of us having experienced lockdown, that became even more routine than we ever wanted it to be. But in general, there are places that we need to go week in, week out, as we live our life. The specific places we go may change, but the type of place we go is relatively consistent. Another repetitive thing might be people. So we have close relationships at every stage in our life. We have family, we have friends, people that we want to deeply connect with. And so it doesn't matter what age you are, there will be a time in your day when you're thinking about people. There'll be times in your week when the people in your life right now take up your time and create life experiences with you. The third P that can happen any time in your life are problems, challenges, issues, things that you just have to face and you have to get on with. And the thing about problems is they're totally indiscriminate. They don't care whether you're rich or poor, whether you're young or old. They really don't care. They just happen. And we have to get good at dealing with them. The fourth P are plot twists. These are similar to problems, but they tend to come out of the blue and we have to think on our feet and be agile and work through them. So, for example, I got started this morning on this recording only to find that the microphone kept popping and clicking and hissing. So I've spent the last 3 hours trying to work out what was going wrong with that. A nice little plot twist to keep me going. And the final P that is consistent throughout our lives is that we tend to need to make some plans. Now, I'm not talking about the grand life plans. I'm talking about if we want to make things happen, if we want things to be organized, or if we want things to happen in any sort of constructive way, we need to create some plans. Now, the great thing about plans is you can be flexible with them, you can move with them, and you can make plans for the short, the medium, and the long term. But again, they don't care how old you are. A plan's a plan. We've got to get some things done. We need a plan. So in answering the question, what are you going to do when you grow up? You're going to continue to plan. You're going to continue to deal with problems and plot twists. You're going to continue to have some wonderful people in your life. And of course, there are going to be key places in your life that require your attention. So this is The Change Show, and I'm the Change Man. So you wouldn't expect me to finish a video like this without some conversation about change. Change is the only constant in life, because life is change plus acceptance. Our ability to accept the things over which we have no control is the thing which determines how satisfied we are with our lives. Yes, there are things that we can control, and there are some things that we can organise and plan, but when those plot twists happen, we may need to just accept some things. And when we accept them, we find our life in great flow. So coming back to this big question, what are we going to do when we grow up? We're going to continue to wander the world in wonder. We're going to be curious when we see new things. We're going to have fun on a daily basis. And we're going to embrace everything that life offers us. What we're not going to do is spend hours and hours and days just thinking about what we might do one day. Let's live every moment as if it's our last and enjoy everything that life brings our way. Okay, let's finish off with that three-letter word. Here you go. The word is and. Think of your life as an and situation, not an either-or situation. So if you want to have a stable career, switch it up a gear with the word and. What are your interests? What could you do in your spare time? What interests could you cultivate that would add to your general sense of fulfillment? So there's lots of people that we know who've done this. There's a little known jobbing actor called Pierce Brosnan, who's also a fire eater. And then there's a sort of minor B stroke C actress called Natalie Portman. But you know what? She's written scientific papers. So there are no boundaries around what we're going to do with our lives. We can do anything that we set our minds to at any time. So go out there and have a fantastic week. Look for some ands you can put into your life. And when you find them, put them in the comments below or find me on social media and send me a message and let me know how you're getting on. Go and have a great week.